Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, darn sexy people that are really, 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 really healthy. Hi, everybody. What a week, huh? Dear God, what a week. Oh, thank you, God, that we have this work that helps us stay balanced, helps us stay objective, helps us keep creating what we want in the midst of chaos and unrest. Lord have mercy. What a week. I've got a lot of bits and pieces of information for you. First of all, things are just moving so fast, guys, that pieces of information can change radically at any minute. And for those of you that join me on Predictions Week, I want to address something I said on there that did not transpire. When I asked, and when somebody asked me about the Senate race, Channel said one Democrat and one Republican would win. As you know, both Republicans brought it out. So I got on with a couple of the people that I work with that I really trust, because I said, look, I got to know why I got the incorrect information. And we all got at exactly the same time, it wasn't the incorrect information. That the information was correct in the moment that it was given, but there was an occurrence that shifted so much energy that it brought it out into another decision. And that thing that happened was the recorded call to Georgia asking for the votes to be changed. It was like what the channel's saying to me now is, you've heard the expression, the straw that broke the camel's back. So now when I test, I start saying at this moment, because everything's energy. Energy shifts with wherever the either your majority of your focus is on or the collective when it concerns the collective, right? So from now on, I have to add that to my testing. Those of you that are doing your own testing out there. At this moment, and just knowing that there is a possibility of that changing depending on where you are focused and where the collective consciousness is focused. As you can see, all kinds of energy has turned around. If you look 6 months ago and you look at now around the energy of the White House, it's entirely different because of the occurrences that have gone down. So that was because, you know, guys, my job is not to make you happy with a reading. my job is not to get my ego or my want and desire behind the reading. My job is to bring in the highest information I get from the channel. That's it. Whether we like it or not, that's what my job is. And so I got some pretty irate emails from people after predictions week. And I just wrote back and I said, well, all I can do is send you love, guys, because my job is to bring through what I hear, not to bring through what you want to hear. The channel is saying, for those of you that have and still are participating in the direction of bringing all injustice to justice, you can see how that's playing out now. They would like very much if we would continue to make that claim in that direction. Let's say together the statement that they're asking all of us to say every day: I am creating love, integrity, truthfulness, dignity, power through divine love for all energy in all dimensions. I command all energy to define itself as these attributes. And so it is, which brings me to my next piece of information. I've been doing a lot of individual readings for Jennifer McLean's Predictions Week. And there's always, it's so fascinating when I do a group of people in a small amount of time, there's always patterns that emerge. And the biggest information that came out of me working with these people is that all of us have limited the scope of the energy that we are working with. If you stop and picture when you are directing energy, you usually picture yourself, sometimes your surroundings, if you're working for the country, the country, but very, very, very few of us are envisioning all the energy out into infinite space, all the galaxies. So when we say in our statement, I command all energy to define itself, and we use the word dimensions, they want you to know that you are directing energy out to all the galaxies, all the energy in between, as far and infinite as it reaches. That you are directing all of that energy to create with you through divine love. And through divine love is important because we want only positive, higher vibration creations, right? My book is finished. It's being edited right now. The few people that have read it, the response has been incredibly gratifying to me. People that know a lot about the healing work are feeling and getting that they're understanding and expanding the creation process a lot more after reading the book. So, of course, I will let you know. We're going to take it to a few publishers, see if they're interested. If not, I'll self-publish. Really, it's a better deal financially if you self-publish. And if you want to get on all the major talk shows, it's better to have a publisher. So, you know, it's six of one, half dozen of another. But it's completed. I thank all of you for your help and involvement. Any of you that wrote letters or experiences that I ask you to put down. So thank you. All right. I think we be going to the calls. And we are going to start with Andrew in Toronto. Hi, sweetheart. You're on.
Hey, good afternoon from Toronto, V.
Hi.
A huge thank you. I just wanted to express my gratitude. And, you know, as we all know, when you get information, things can change. And we have the power. And I had a question, well, a couple of questions, but they serve interrelating them with each other. One is probably more of a general, and the other is more geared to my second question.
Let's hear it.
It's when it goes to being patient when we want something and allowing the universe to do its magic and not force it to happen. Because I find for myself, I do better, like I take action on my own to do what I can for myself. But one, it's something that I want. Like, for instance, the area I'm talking about is a romantic relationship, okay? And that's
okay,
the second question.
Okay, all right, stop right there. And I'm going to answer this for everybody around every question. You have to get yourself into alignment, and then the universe can match up. So, Andrew, I want you, when you get off, to take time and go, okay, here are all the attributes I want in a mate. Am I all those things? Am I all those things? You see,
okay.
like I worked with somebody last week, and they had relationships where guys walked all over them. But they also didn't want to take responsibility. They wanted to be taken care of. So you can't have both those things at the same time. I'm sorry. I just want you to take care of me no matter what I have to give up. I need you to take care of me. Oh, by the way, I would like to be equal in this relationship. You see, you can't have them both. So what you want to do in a relationship, guys, and I'm talking about money with another person, with your body, is you want to be complete in yourself, and you want to attract someone who's complete in themselves. And then you come together in your completeness. Most of us are looking for relationships to complete who we are. And then we're not as satisfied when they come in. Do you understand?
Yeah, no, this you know, you hit the nail right on the head. You know, at first it was the believing in myself, the being the God in me. And now that's been worked on, and now I just have to work on the God in me, taking care of myself so that way I can be at the same level as the person that I would like to be with. So.
Well, right, and guys, remember, you can be the God of you that's an asshole. You can be the God of you that is genuine and loving and peaceful and joyful. Do you understand that your God energy, your I am creative force energy, you define that? That's the free will. You define, I am the God of D that is an actress, is a healer, is a channel, is a fabulous mother, is healthy, is wealthy, is kind, is loving. That's the God of Deanna that I am. So whenever, in whatever way you say, I am, you're going to continue to direct you to be defined that way. I'm so tired. I am a person that's tired. Oh, I just never have enough money. I am a person who never has enough money. The I am principle in your life, the way you use it, is how you create your life. All right, what's the second question, Andrew?
I think you answered in that first question. You covered the second question. So
I did.
I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. Well, that was a great way to start this show, I must say. Anne in Georgia, my gosh, how are you, woman?
I'm doing good, except for one little thing that I would love some help with. I have been pain-free and healthy and everything, but now I'm having pain in the left hip joint, that one that you kind of lean over and it hurts.
Well, hold on. That's the highest understanding. It's just bringing your attention, Anne, to the fact that you need to nurture yourself more.
Okay.
That's your feminine side, okay?
Yes.
That's the side that brings in the information that gives you your divine guidance. And then your power side takes that guidance out into the world.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the right question? Yes. When I say it's physical, or there's something to worry a lot about physically, I get a no. But they do want to point out to you that, you see, going back to what I was saying to Andrew, and you said, I am healthy, but.
Okay.
Do you understand? So I am healthy, and I am noticing that I've got this pain in my hip, and I am the God of Anne that's going to nurture myself more. What does that mean to you when I say nurture yourself more?
I don't really know, Dee, because I take pretty good care of myself.
Well, I'm not saying taking care of yourself physically.
Okay.
But how can you nurture?
I do self-love.
I get a yes on that. All right, let me get some guidance here. Sheets, book, song, movie. Hold on. Everybody's balanced? Anybody switched? Well, we're going to all possibilities. And can you nurture? This is for everybody because this ties in with what I was talking about in the first of the show, allowing energy throughout infinity and all the. Can you nurture yourself by opening yourself to all possibilities? And this is for all of us. One of the biggest ways we can nurture ourselves right now is to be open to all the magic and possibilities that the universe can bring us.
Yeah, I am working. I am working on that because I used to feel like I brought in much more magic and possibilities than I am now.
Okay.
Around my age.
Okay, so forget the age. We create until we transition, and then we just start creating again.
Okay.
So I want you all to be vigilant that age has nothing to do with creation.
Okay.
Okay, but what you just said was, I am working on it.
Okay.
Do you see the difference between I am working on it and I am the God of Anne that is open to all possibilities?
Yeah, and I'm rather than work, I'd like more play and fun. Yeah.
Okay, so you already, guys, again, whatever you want, state that you are it.
Okay.
Okay? Great. Great to hear from you, sweetheart.
It's good to talk to you again, 2D. Love you very much.
I love you too, honey. Be well.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to miss Mika. Well, we're hearing from lots of people today. How are you?
I am so good.
Well, good.
Good. I passed the bar.
Oh, Mika, that's awesome. Congratulations, honey.
Thank you so much. The results were released on Friday, so I knew I had to call in today and share the good news.
Oh, I'm just thrilled for you because I know it's been a journey for you. And you know, they're saying to tell you not to forget. All right, let me put it in a positive. To remember to bring in all of the aspects of creation that you have learned into your legal work, because they work together magically together, and most people would automatically separate them.
Right.
Well, that's just great, honey. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I have another friend that actually used to be my webmaster years ago that just texted me last week that he passed the bar, too.
Oh, wonderful.
So, yeah. So, goody for you, Mika. Good creating, sweetheart. What kind of law are you going to practice?
Well, this is part of, I'm in business immigration currently, and I'll continue with that, and there's more. And so it's and there's more that still is in, I'm interested in so many things. So,
well,
kind of like,
yes, and you can do them all. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
But in immigration and bringing in heart-centered love with the legalities, wow, I get that right away, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And boy, do we need some heart-centered love there, for sure. All right, my love. Thank you. Congrats.
Thank you.
Oh, that's just awesome. Look at us all succeeding and being happy. I love it. Diane in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Just wanted to share with, first, congratulations, Mika. That's a great accomplishment. I also wanted to share that I sent you an email just saying that had a little breakthrough personally and some awareness that with all the information that's been coming through since predictions and through these calls and for this audience, a little testimonial to you, Dee, and a big ton of gratitude because I started annual sessions with you. It was either November, December 2019, and we did all the sessions. I started with my biggest issue that I was talking to you about was creating a new opportunity and moving away from my corporate career. And there were many things that I had to work on, being the God of me, knowing defining myself and all the things you're saying today and others are saying, bringing the self-love in and moving away from when I come alive, I'm sick. My year this year ended with COVID and it's hung on for months and I've had my naturopath tell me like the virus is pretty much stagnant in my building, in my body, causing some issues. And I made a decision this week.
Okay.
Well, I want to share. I made a decision this week to quit my job. I retired and I feel much better. I feel like.
Because it was about control, Diana, and you took control.
Right.
That's
finally made the decision.
Of COVID is I don't have any control, right? Yeah. Which is what it's made us all feel for the last year. So that's a really big part of it. And the information he gave you was true at the time. When I say it's still, you know, affecting your body or your health in any way, I get a no.
I feel that now.
Yeah. So I am the God of Diana that is all health and wellness. Period.
Yeah, I feel amazing. And
well, that's awesome.
This work works. This work
it
works.
It does.
And if you define your day.
It absolutely works if you do it.
The breathing exercise and everything that came through on your daily uplifting messages, it works if you and I know a lot of people here do, because every week we hear good stories. So I just wanted to say thank you very much for everything you do for all of us.
Oh, honey, it's such my joy. Thank you. Thank you, Diane. And thank you for coming forward for yourself. That was a huge aha that you wrote me about. Huge.
Yeah,
that you put together. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All righty. We're going to Emily in California. Whoops. Where'd you go? Emily in California.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Just to add to the accolades, I had an incredible private session with you this week and wanted to just acknowledge that. And
thank you.
Something huge. And to share a little follow-up, it was an issue with the car that led us to this big piece of information that unfolded around my integrity. And the situation with the car is that my mom's no longer driving. And so at the beginning of the pandemic, my family suggested I drive her car. So I've been so grateful to have the use of her car. Dee, the day after we had our session, the family wants me to put the car in my name and for me to own the car now.
Now see how easy that creation was, and that's pretty awesome.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's what they mean by be open to all possibilities. Because I'm telling you, the universe has such magical ways to work stuff out, guys, but you can't be so focused intellectually on it, how the only ways you can see that it can, you know, be delivered to you and allow all the galaxies to be working for you at the same time. So good for you.
That was
good,
like, for you. A pretty quick turnaround. And I do have a question.
Okay.
I wanted to follow up about my hair. About a month ago, I asked, because I've noticed it's falling out way more than it used to over the last few years. And the channel suggested just using like baby shampoo for a while and not using conditioner or anything else on it. And so about for 3 weeks, I didn't use anything on it except baby shampoo. And then I also used some neem oil on my scalp occasionally. Because I read in Ayurvedic that's very good for the follicles. And so I just wanted to check in and see what else to bring into alignment around my hair being thick and lush and strong again. I've been going to the zero point
of
health and wellness around my hair.
Part of your hair was due to COVID, they're saying.
Interesting.
The COVID virus, you know, messes with your organs and your hormones and all that stuff.
I haven't had COVID.
So hold on, because why are they giving me that then? Does she know you don't have COVID now? Well, they're saying you did. You didn't know you did, but you did. And I've got several friends that applies to, that they had it, they didn't present any symptoms of it when they had it, but there's little things here, little things there. So, hold on, is everybody balanced? Anybody switched? We're claiming we know and we're clear. They're just suggesting, Emily, that you have your thyroid checked.
Okay.
That maybe, well, I started to say if you had this, and they said, no, Dee, when she had this. Okay.
So I'm curious. Yeah. Because I've been tested pretty regularly, and it's always come up negative. There was a time when I had what seemed like a little cold for a few days. Was that when I had it?
Is that the right question?
Or was it
I get a yes, but it wasn't just the cold part. They said if you look back, you will find times when you were very tired.
Yes.
Yeah, that's when, mostly.
Oh, but that cold part was around that.
Oh, it was?
Well,
there you go. Yeah. So, you know.
Oh, no. What's coming into me right now is that it was actually very, very early on.
It was
before
very
the
early
lockdown.
I get a yes
know.
On that. And
I know exactly
pretty sure.
When that was.
I'm pretty sure that I did too. You know, I had an email just flash by. Anybody that's trying to get in the queue, press 1. That's how you want to get in the queue. But I have so many friends that have tested positively, but have absolutely no symptoms. It's kind of crazy.
Huh.
And then that's, you know what? Let's just frickin' stop and ask. Why?
I think when I had it was at the end of January, the time I'm remembering.
Yeah, I get a yes on that.
I know exactly when that was.
Let's just ask. I want to know why some people get the sniffles and have to take a nap and some people die of it. They gave this to me before. That's the highest thing. I'm receiving the highest information and understanding because the people who believe in struggle and believe that their lot is to struggle in life, which means they have no control over the creation of their life, it's going to be a lot worse for them. And the second thing coming in is that there's just a lot of people that want to leave. They didn't sign up for all this unrest in the country. They didn't sign up for seeing what's going on, experience what's going on. And so, the underlying belief in our subconscious and our conscious training is that we have to get sick in order to pass over, which isn't true, but it's true if we believe it. And that, they're saying, is the second reason why so many, why there's such this dichotomy going on.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really weird. When I got sick that time, it was almost like, it was like a cold that went backwards. It started the way a cold usually ends. Like, I didn't get the sniffles in the beginning. It was just weird. I was like, this
yeah.
is different. This is weird.
I had a week where I almost every day I said to Lanny, this isn't me. I don't know what's going on. I would get up. I could go 2 hours. I'd have to go back and take a nap. I'd get up for 2 hours. I'd have to go back and take a nap, you know? So I listen to my body. I honor myself.
Yep.
I nurture myself. So I did. I just kept resting and I haven't had an antibody test, but it makes
right.
a lot of sense, you know.
And I did lose my sense of smell briefly.
Well, okay, you know, that's, yeah. But anyway, they're just suggesting you might have your thyroid checked. And guys, I'm not a doctor, but if you have your thyroids checked, make sure they do TS3 and 4. A lot of doctors don't test both.
Okay.
And my guy says you really need both of them for the whole picture. The other thing about thyroid is a lot of times they'll say, well, you're normal. You're on the really low side of normal, which means you probably need some help.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's
again,
it for the hair.
Not a doctor. Yes. That is there anything
okay.
else for the hair? No. Is it better,
okay.
Emily? Is it getting better?
A little bit. And I want to acknowledge the little bit.
Well, yeah, it's important. So
yep.
I am the god of it, Emily, that has a full head of fabulous hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's what you've been saying, though.
I've been saying my hair is thick and lush. But I haven't been saying that.
Well,
switch it up. Yep.
Well, let's match it with your love place a little more. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah.
Oh my
okay.
God. Thank you so much.
You're
wow.
welcome. That was really valuable for a lot of people. Michael, what do you want?
I'd like some thoughts on how I
well improving your focus. It's different for you than a lot of people. You give up your focus to take care of everybody else, they're saying. Would you agree with that?
You're on the money there. You're on
yeah.
the money.
Well, so your answer is, you know, I come forward for myself. I create me. I hold my focus on me first. And then I am filled up enough to share and take care of other people. But also, Michael, and
yeah.
everybody, guys, your job is not to save everybody. Your job is to create yourself. So many of us are taught that in order to be loved and be a good person, we have to give ourselves up for everybody else. But that creates two things. Ultimately, you go into resentment about it. And secondly, you take away their opportunity to learn to create themselves. If we do stuff for everybody else, then they don't come forward to learn self-creation. And we're not serving them in that way. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay. So that's your answer. You have to start putting yourself first, Michael, which will be a challenge for you, but you can do it.
Well, I've been hitting the challenges enthusiastically for my entire life.
Yes.
Just another
yes.
one, right?
Well, yes. And also, it's perfectly okay not to have any challenges.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be a first for me.
Because if we think we have to create our life through challenges, we will keep creating challenges, won't we?
Yeah.
A lot of us just don't know what to do with ourselves if there's not something to conquer.
Yeah.
I work with myself on this on a daily basis. At 2 o'clock yesterday, he said, Deanna, it's frickin' Saturday. You're going to take the rest of the day off. It was hard for me. You know,
I'm sure
I wanted to stay at the
yeah.
computer working, doing, you know, catching up, I got to clean this. And no, I said, so I watched 3 Law and Orders, which just is my happy place. Cleaned up some of the house that I wanted to do. Took the dog for a walk. Loved on her for a half an hour. You know? And that's when we have to choose to nurture ourselves instead of challenge ourselves. Okay?
Yeah. And
yeah. Oh, you can
know,
do
acting
it, Michael.
Is quantum. Acting is quantum observation, really.
Yeah, I
you, look at yourself, you look at the world, you look at the world looking at you. You are what you are, and I suspect because you use quantum observation in acting and in what you do, even on the show.
Well, the more you can be an observer, the more you're in conscious creation.
Yeah.
If you're all up in it, it's really hard to be an observer and remove yourself so that you just test the facts. And that's what we want to do. All right, my friend. Thank you. And thanks for all your emails, too, Michael. I've really appreciated them. All right, we're going to Sandy in North Carolina. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This week for me has been I didn't start out this way in my mind. The week I sent love to everything that was going on, but was it was difficult at times, but I loved the work and it was okay. Let's just go to that place.
Yeah, but the channel says you didn't send love to yourself.
No, I was sending it all to.
Yeah,
DC.
Well, you gotta fill yourself up first, guys. Fill yourself
up first.
Okay, go ahead, Sandy.
And also, I was doing some things, and my channel came in and was very adamant to ask you, though you do not need answer, just. You, like Michael just said, you give and give and give, and greatly appreciated by me for sure and everybody else. But the question my channel posed is, Dee, how are you? And because you are so giving and loving and you lift us up every week.
Oh, Sandy, you're sweet. The answer to
that
is I am just great.
Good.
I walk my talk, guys. Sometimes I have to catch myself just like you. But like yesterday, I said, okay, if I'm going to love myself, I got to nurture myself and take some time off. And I have to tell you, unless I have a special personal appearance or something, at 6 o'clock, when 6 o'clock comes, I'm done. That's my time to have with my family. I make sure I take breaks during the day. You guys have to understand that this isn't, I don't look at this as work at all. This fills me up, my heart and my soul, so much that I could do this work 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I know I have to take time off and nurture myself too. So you tell the channel,
thank you for asking.
But I am
just
great. Thank you. Thanks, Sandy.
Awesome. Now,
I have
a quick question. My sister is in a very bad way, and self-inflicted, alcoholism. And I wanted to first wash my hands of it, and then I was led to read my caregiver manifesto I had written quite a few years ago. And it reminded me that, I will be there, but I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. So when I do speak with her, I don't sugarcoat anything. If she says,
what's your question, Sandy? Is
there anything else I can do other than just listen to her? I'm not trying to fix her.
Yeah, you can't.
What I'm looking. Okay. I didn't think so.
Yeah,
but
just love her. Love her unconditionally.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
okay.
What I got to with my brother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
After I put him through rehab and found out that he went out and had a drink 5 hours later.
Yeah, okay.
And,
that was what I was feeling.
Yeah, I said, you know, really, guys, you have three choices. You estrange yourself from them. You get all involved and up in their business and try and save them, or you accept them for who they are and love them unconditionally without giving up yourself and trying to save who they are, because you can't. That's their job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. Super. Okay.
All right,
thank
baby.
You.
You bet, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Been there, done that, Sandy. Jennifer in Indianapolis, you're on.
Hello, Dee.
Hello,
thank
baby.
Thank you for taking my call. Hello. So this show seems to have a theme. It's put your own mask on first before you help others.
Yeah.
So what I'd like to know is what I can bring into alignment so that I see myself first. Because I've spent years taking care of others.
Well, that's easy, baby. That's self-love.
Okay.
Get up every day and say, today, I love me first. I am filled with love for me. I do everything for me that tells me I love me more. You know, there's a lot of programs on the site around self-love, if you're interested in exploring that. But Jennifer,
okay,
when I say you've made a choice to do that, I get a no. Because
right,
your little girl thinks, from what she learned when she was little, your little girl thinks you are loving yourself by giving yourself up to take care of everybody. So you have to, yeah, you have to break that connection in your brain. And that's just conscious living. That every time you, and you can feel it, can't you? You can feel the resentment. Yeah. Stop and go, okay, am I serving me first? Am I trying to save them, which I can't? How can I serve me first and support them and love them without trying to save them? Do you understand?
I understand. I do.
Yeah.
I think I've kind of wrestled with that for a very long time.
Well, it's something your mom taught you through modeling when you were little. When you watched her, somehow you put this together that if you don't take care of other people, you don't like who you are or love who you are. Does that make sense?
Interesting. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah,
I heard a light bulb there.
Yep, that makes a lot of sense. That's exactly what my mother modeled to me.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
So what you want to teach yourself now and work with your little girl to know is that the more I love me and take care of me and nurture me, the more I have to share with other people.
Yes, because often I feel very depleted.
Well, hell
I mean,
yes.
I feel like I'm drained from people all the time.
And you are.
Yeah.
And not okay.
Not okay.
Then you start saying, I am the God of Jennifer that's drained. And the universe has to match that and give you more drained. We're going the other way. Okay?
That sounds great. Thank
all
you,
right,
Dee.
Baby.
That makes
you
sense.
Bet.
That makes sense. Thanks.
I love you, too. Okay, I got time for one more quick one. Lisa in Chicago, you're on.
Hey, Dee. I want to thank you for so much that you do, the Health and Wellness Summit, the Predictions Week, all these calls. And I have to share with you, forget about what my question was. I had such a huge aha moment like a couple callers ago. When you said it's perfectly okay not to have challenges, wow,
yeah.
I am going to be redefining so much. Instead of me saying I see challenges as opportunities for growth, I wrote down a new statement. I'd love to hear what the channel thinks about it.
Yeah.
I see opportunities for growth in beautiful situations coming to me with ease and grace.
They want you to replace coming to me, which I am creating, with ease and grace.
Ah, okay.
Okay? And guys, when you do your commands, remember, you go to your love place first. And then, everybody close your eyes. Let's just take a little trip through the galaxies. Let's just close your eyes, and as far as you can see, just see the cosmos and twinkly stars and beautiful dark blue, and it just goes on and on and on and on. Throw some fairy dust in there. That's nice. All that energy, all that beautiful energy is at your disposal to create with. Use it. Broaden your scopes and know that you're a part of that, and use it because it's waiting for you. Thanks, Lisa. All right, guys, what a show. We always say that, but what a show. Let's come together and claim our statement, I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.